I humbly come before thee this day, as I, in preparation, this day, asking the Lord what I might bring. And at work, we're in a time of harvest. And the hours get long. And the work gets tedious. But we're getting close to the Lord's harvest. And like my work and many of your guys' people's work, there's things that needs to be done. There's things for us to do. And sharing. And in our prayer and testimony service, we heard many testimonies of the goodness of the saints and their love for one another and how much they care. But one of the things the Lord brought to my mind, and probably more for me than for you, but these words came to my mind. Why are you here? Why do I come to church? What purpose am I going for? And I found these words of the Apostle Paul in the first chapter of Galatians, beginning with verse 9. And they'd heard of the love of the saints, much like we've heard this morning. And for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthily, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in your knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks to the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That's why I'm here. And that's why each of you are here. That we might come to learn of Him, of His goodness and of His love, His mercy, His compassion, and of His forgiveness, which He gives to each of us as we approach Him. I want to share a little bit out of Book of Mormon. King Benjamin had spent some time in I'm in Mosiah in the second chapter. And King Benjamin had just rehearsed about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and His purpose for coming and that which would take place in the end of time. A message that the angel delivered unto him. And when he got done, it says, "And now it came to pass that when King Benjamin had made an end of speaking the words which had been delivered to him by the angel of the Lord, that he cast his eyes around about on the multitude, and behold, they had fallen to the earth, for the fear of the Lord had come upon them. And they had viewed themselves in their own carnal state, even less than the dust of the earth. And they all cried aloud with one voice, saying, Oh, have mercy, and apply the atoning blood of Christ, that we may receive forgiveness of our sins, and our hearts may be purified." And it came to pass that after they had spoken these words, the Spirit of the Lord came upon them, and they were filled with joy, having received a remission of their sins, and having a peace of conscience, because of the exceeding great faith which they had in Jesus Christ, who should come according to the words which King Benjamin had spoken unto them. As we approach this service, we too ought to reflect upon our carnal state. And it grieves me when I reflect upon my carnal state from time to time, realizing I'm not where the Lord would have me be. But knowing of His goodness and that He has already reached down to save my soul, as He is reaching out to save each of your souls. He goes on and says, "And I say that this, the man who receiveth salvation through the atonement which was prepared from the foundation of the world for all mankind, which ever were ever since the fall of Adam, or who are or whoever shall be, even to the end of the world. And this is the means whereby salvation cometh." And there's no other way that we can find salvation except through Jesus Christ. And then it goes on and says, "Believe in God. Believe that He is, and that He created all things, both heaven and earth. Believe that He has all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and earth. Believe that man doth not comprehend all things which God can comprehend. And again, believe that ye must repent of your sins and forsake them. And humble yourselves before God and ask in the sincerity of heart that he would forgive you. And now, if you believe all these things, see that ye do them. So have you asked the Lord for his forgiveness as you contemplated on the things that you may have done that weren't pleasing unto him? This summer, as we had the opportunity to go to Canada, we met a young family in Stony Creek, Ontario, Canada. And we got to visit with them for a few hours. Tom and his family and Tina and I. And the man made this comment, and it wasn't quite what he meant at first. But the comment he made was forgiveness for my battle scars. And then he shared a little bit about his tattoos that he had. And then the tidings of Zion had just come out. There was an article that caught my attention because the title was Forgiveness of My Battle Scars. And it was from Todd Levine of the family which we visited. This family the Lord has gone to mighty lengths to get their attention. Now read a couple things and then share a little bit. I confess of being confess to being 2 years and 3 months new to Christ. I am 37 years old, and I was baptized just over 2 years ago. I lived a worldly life and partook of it. I drank, smoked, and got multiple tattoos. 7 years ago, I married my wife. We put the bottle down together and never looked back. 5 years ago, we quit smoking. And again, only looked forward. As time passed on, our daughter pushed the God subject on us. So as parents, we took her advice and went with it. Leading up to my baptism with our two oldest children. And I had many questions about forgiveness. And I learned that repentance was very important. And I asked God to forgive me for the things that I had done to others and to myself. But he always had a question about all the tattoos he had. They went to the Great Lakes reunion in Vassar, Michigan. First time they'd ever been to a reunion. And he talked with a brother there, and the brother shared with him that the tattoos are your worldly battle scars. And he wanted to know if the Lord could forgive him for all the tattoos he had upon his body. And at the close of a service, or class, as they had the closing prayer, he said, I looked down at my arms. And I prayed that I would have a confirmation of the Lord's forgiveness. As I sat there in prayer looking at my arms, the tattoos seemed to come off of them. And I felt the presence of God letting me know that He loves me. I feel very privileged to have gotten to know this young man and his family. And as we sat for hours sharing testimonies back and forth, how God brought them into the church because of the desires of their 12-year-old daughter to want to know about God. And their conviction which they have of that which they have accepted, and the responsibilities in the church, and yet they live in an area where they are far away from anyone for church family and support. And as I thought about that, and as I've been thinking about that since I read his testimony that came out, I thought about another person that has some worldly battle scars. And I thought about our Savior. Maybe not worldly battle scars that He brought upon Himself, but worldly battle scars He got up when He took upon the flesh to do the will of the Father. You know, Brother Todd, he wanted to know if the Lord would forgive him for his worldly battle scars. And he found out yes. But this Jesus that took upon those battle scars, the scar in his side and the nail prints in his hands, was able to look down from the cross and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, I look upon my brother Todd and see his tattoos. And it brings great joy to my heart to know where he was in his life and to where he is now. That he and his family have the desires that someday they might gather to the center place and be a part of his kingdom. And I know in the Lord's time that they'll be here, sharing their testimony of his goodness and his forgiveness. Each of us probably have some battle scars from our past lives. That we know that he has forgiven us of. Sometimes we can see, sometimes we don't. But each of those scars, whether within our hearts, or whether they're tattoos, as people look at our lives, is our lives witness of Jesus? Have the testimony of how he works, and his love and his forgiveness. Section 45, verse 9, in the Doctrine and Covenants. When Jesus comes back, it says, And then shall the Jews look upon me and say, what are these wounds in thy hands and in thy feet? Then shall they know that I am the Lord. For I will say unto them, these wounds are the wounds with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. I am he who was lifted up. I am Jesus that was crucified. I am the Son of God. You see, his battle scars will be a witness in generations to come when he shall return. I'm so glad that we have such a loving Heavenly Father. That he has prepared a way for the redemption of mankind. That we might come back into his presence. I'm so glad that there are you, my brothers and sisters, of like faith, that bear your testimonies and pray for one another and strengthen one another as the Lord asks of us. 4th, this day. You know, the Lord told, I think it was in John, eat of my body and drink of my blood. And he says many of them didn't follow him anymore because they didn't understand, because he hadn't gone through the crucifixion and the resurrection. But we have the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that teaches us that that which he went through was for us, for each one of us, because he loves us that much. In Doctrine and Covenants in section 6, verse 16, therefore fear not, little flock. Do good. Let earth and hell combine against you, for if you are built upon my rock, they cannot prevail. Behold, I do not condemn you. Go your way and sin no more. Perform with soberness the work which I have commanded you. Look unto me in every thought. Doubt not. Fear not. Behold the wounds which pierce my side, and also the prints of the nails in my hands and feet. Be faithful, keep my commandments, and ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Amen.